This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, happy Monday morning to you, and wow, what a gorgeous start to the day out there. Hopefully you got some plans. If you weren't outside for Mother's Day, shame on you. What a fabulous Monday morning. How many Monday mornings do you walk in the door and you find out the last American hostage in Hamas is coming home alive as a goodwill gesture so we don't bomb the hell out of them? We have a deal on China. We have a China deal, and drug prices are going to be cut. Happy Monday, America.
Now, that is a big day. I was listening to that on the way in and was just dumbfounded this was all happening. Although, with the whole Hamas thing, let me say this. I trust it will happen because I don't think that... that it would have been announced at this point had it not been a done deal. But there's still a tiny part of me that just worries that Hamas, being the, you know, terrorist group that they are, could somehow try to pull things back and say,
right,
actually, psych, we're not doing this until you do X, Y, and Z.
Don't be a nattering nabob of negativity this morning, all right? That's okay.
I'm a realist, Mark.
I understand that until he's back on at least soil that is not Gazan, that it maybe it's not a done deal, but wow. Like, hey, what'd you do over the weekend? Oh, I solved world peace. He's got a ceasefire, it appears, between Russia and the Ukraine, right? We're on the verge of some sort of a nuclear deal with Iran. Donald Trump's been president 4 months, not even 4 months.
I didn't think the China deal would come this quickly. I knew that they needed...
Honestly.
I knew they needed us desperately, and so they didn't want to drag this out. But I felt like they would play hardball a little bit longer than they have. It'll be very interesting to see over these next number of days how the market's reacting to this and what a lot of the people who have been poo-hooing Trump on these tariffs are going to say about it.
Yeah.
Because once China, I mean, so obviously you had UK, which wasn't anything to write home about, to be honest. It wasn't some massive deal. The China thing is way bigger. But once this China deal is said and done, it'll be interesting to see these other countries, because I think the chips are going to start falling into place. China was, you think, like the big one that we like the big kahuna?
We've said it all along. We've said it all along. Just relax. Like, I watched a news conference last week from some, I think maybe she was a Wisconsin congresswoman. I'd never heard of her before. Crying in front of the camera because she runs some sort of an import business. I don't know if she's got a YouTube channel or some kind of deal she does through Amazon or whatever it happens to be, that she had her last bit of goods in her warehouse, and unless somebody loaned her $250,000 to pay all of the tariff fees, she was going to go out of business. I had to listen to her crying, and I'm thinking to myself, it's been a month. Like you had no advance. You had plenty of advance warning this was coming. Number one, number two, Rome wasn't built in a day. Donald Trump's trying to realign the global trade balance. Mm-hmm. And you're mad that it's not done in 30 days?
So what happens to
Sorry. I don't have much sympathy for any of these folks who we warned them it was going to take some time. There was going to be a little bit of pain. And then things are going to get a lot better. Watch the stock market explode today on what Scott Bessent and the Chinese announced yesterday.
What happens to these companies like Amazon, but not just Amazon, who have hiked prices and they've put that little, note on the side saying that this is because of the Trump tariffs? Because prices have gone up. There are websites that have jacked up the prices. I have friends who have tried to buy something, and the price, because of the tariff that was noted on there, was like three times higher than, what the actual product cost. So are they going to bring that down?
I don't know.
Or are they just still mad about the Trump tariffs and they just stick it to us?
Listen, you are blessed to live in the center of the country where, at least on the Missouri side of the river, common sense values apply to taxes, generally speaking, could be lower. Energy, all of these things, common sense applies. Guess what's going to happen in California? You have any relatives that live in California?
Do
you know anybody?
Yep, I have relatives.
I used to. I have an aunt who's insanely considering moving back there for some reason. I have no idea why anybody would do that.
I have several.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? They're soon going to be paying a gallon for gasoline.
I saw this. $8.
Potentially $8 a gallon. And you may say to yourself, but how's that possible? Here's how it's possible. Because the insane clown posse that has run California for 30 years hasn't allowed a new power plant to be built in that amount of time. You can't have anything that might burn a fossil fuel going in California, right? So that includes petroleum processing centers. They wouldn't let them build any new ones or fix the ones they had, or they put insane regulations on them so that they wouldn't damage the environment as they're creating gasoline that you need to power your car to get to work. Well, in the past 6 months, they've had fires that damaged two of the existing plants, like the one we have over here in Wood River that processes gasoline. On top of that, they have insane clean fuel requirements in California. So the plants are down and they're not producing gasoline for California. But they can't import gasoline from other states because it's not clean enough to match the requirements in the state of California. So they're screwed. Their gas is now $5 a gallon on average, just about, in California. And it could go up to $8 a gallon because of the insanity that reigns out there. So take a deep breath this morning. Thank God you live in a place where common sense, generally speaking, rules. And you've got somebody in Washington who understands all this and is reducing and or taking away some of these arcane, ridiculous regulations on fossil fuels. Because we could find ourselves in the same situation if a Barack Obama or a Kamala Harris or a Joe Biden or a you name it, Gavin Newsom, ended up as president of the United States again. Wow. I'm just saying, we're living fairly large. I paid under $3 a gallon for diesel the other day, and I couldn't be happier about that. And they're paying four something for regular unleaded, almost $5 a gallon. It's crazy. Just crazy. All right. So I've ranted enough. We got a good show for you today. We do. We're going to get to we're trying to get to Lucas Tomlinson because he is in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where the president is flying this morning to work on more Middle East peace deals. How about that? Between the trade and the peace deals and everything that's going on, it's hard to believe he's only been in office for not quite 4 months. We're going to get to that for you. We've got Jesse Jane Duff a little later. Hans von Spakovsky at 6:20. Maybe he can kind of explain the last time the president tried to reduce drug prices like this, he got sued. And the court overturned his effort to reduce drug prices. Now, I'm not all on board with the way he's going about this. I'll just have to tell you, and I'll explain why when we come back here in a few minutes. But it was challenged in court and thrown out. Since then, the law they used to challenge it has been changed. So there's some important things to know about this agreement that the president apparently is going to sign an EO this morning that's supposed to automatically require U.S. consumers pay the same price for drugs as the lowest price paid in any foreign country. And the pharmaceutical industry, there may be people jumping off buildings in the pharmaceutical industry if this gets if this holds. Let's just put it that way. Or, and this will be controversial, prices in those foreign countries are about to go through the roof. One of those two things is about to happen. So we'll talk more about that in just a couple of minutes. I think it's important to understand what's at stake here. We'll get to all that for you coming up shortly. Ethan, what do we have this morning? Let's see. First of all, I'm running late here. I got an idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and go to a break. We'll play the national anthem. We come back, we'll get to some of the top stories.
All right.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Senator, would the party have had a better chance of winning in 2024 had President Biden dropped out sooner?
Yes, we would have been served better by a primary.
Oh, Amy Klobuchar, how about that? Hindsight being 2020, maybe we shouldn't have ordained Kamala Harris as the next presidential choice. How about that? The Democrats just starting to come clean, because you know what drops this week? You know what drops this week? The Jake Tapper book on how bad things really were that the media didn't tell you about Joe Biden.
I also think most Americans assume that the American people would not vote for a convicted felon. And they thought that it was going to be an easier task and that it wouldn't matter.
That was Donna Brazile trying to explain why they didn't have a primary. They didn't think it was going to matter. They thought no matter who they threw up there, they would beat Donald Trump because they convinced themselves orange man bad.
I can tell you that the talks were productive. I spoke to President Trump, as did Ambassador Jameson last night, and he is fully informed of what is going on.
Woo, woo! Man, my Temu order can go back through this morning, Kim. How about that?
Nice.
China tariffs are going down, baby, at least for 90 days.
It is this fear that the people within the party, within the primary system, will have about voting for a woman, because every time we voted for a woman, we've lost.
Oh, how about that? Jasmine Crockett, part of the Let Them Speak tour going across America. She's like, I know what they're doing in the Democratic Party right now. You know what they're doing in the Democratic Party right now? They're looking for the next white boy they can run. Just because a black woman lost the last race. That's her reasoning behind it anyway. She's in the BS crazy category. Jasmine Crockett is, no doubt about it. She was going off this weekend on one of the morning shows. I'll play some more of that for you later. Let's talk for a moment about drugs, Kim. What do you understand about this drug pricing plan by Donaldus Trumpus?
Well, so I know they want to match what the other countries are paying, and I don't know what they're paying, but the amount is significantly less. I think the figure was he saying somewhere between 30% and 80% less?
Course.
Than what we're paying here in the United States.
Yeah, because we're not a communist country. And this is my problem. This is going to be my issue with this. Do I want cheaper drug prices? I do. The reason drug prices are more expensive in the United States is because this is where the research and development takes place to develop these drugs, right? There's a marketing and research cost associated with developing drugs. So then they sell them in the United States, and they factor that into the cost. All of these European socialist democracies and a lot of communist countries around the country want these drugs, but they tell these drug companies, and the drug companies want access to those markets, but they tell these drug companies, You can't come here and sell your drug for more than X. They eat the loss because they're making up for it with what they charge American consumers. It's a false price point. All these foreign countries that have that brag about their low drug prices because they won't allow these companies to fleece you and charge you more are top-down, government-controlled autocracies. That's what they are. In many cases, they're dictatorships. Not all of them, but in Europe, they're socialist democracies where they believe setting price controls is okay, right? So it's not fair to look at what they pay in Europe and compare it to the United States and say, oh, they're ripping us off. That's not fair. You would not have the life-saving drugs that you have today if it wasn't for the research and development of largely American drug companies. I know some of them are foreign, right? I understand that. But my problem here is by giving this most favored nation status, a couple of things are going to happen. Drug prices might drop. First of all, I think this is going to get challenged in court. Because what it says is you can't charge us more than you're charging the lowest price in a foreign country. But those prices are falsely set. It's not a market price. Remember everybody bitching about the fact that, well, I believe in free markets. That's why I don't like tariffs. This is a lot worse than tariffs. This is saying, okay, I know it costs you $12 to create that drug and put it on the market. You can only charge $5 for it in our country, or you can't sell it here. Well, the drug companies have been selling it there because they're Americans are making up the difference for the loss. So one of two things is going to happen. Either prices are going to go up in those countries, or those countries are going to do without the drugs. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies are going to go to them and say, okay, well, we're only selling it here if we can sell it for $10 a pill because we're going to have to charge that in the United States. And some of those countries will tell them to go fly a kite and their people won't be able to get those drugs, or they'll agree to the increased price and then Americans will see maybe a slight reduction from $12 to $10, but not much.
Okay, but what's the profit margin? Because, for example, we talk about grocery stores and everyone was saying that the grocery stores were hiking it, the profit margins were so big. Well, that's not true. It's very, very slim margins with these grocery stores. So if these drug companies have this, I'm all about making profit. I understand you have to make money or otherwise it doesn't make sense to even have the business. I'm aware. However, if the profit margin is massive and they're just milking it, then I do have a problem with that.
Well,
I have major issues with the pharmaceutical industry in general.
I guess my point is if it takes 10 or 15 years to develop a drug and then when you actually get to print the drug out, it only costs $12 a pill, but you're charging $20. Is that a huge markup? Or is that making up for all the money you had to spend on R&D to get it to the market? I'm not completely defending the pharmaceutical companies, but there's a reason the drugs are more expensive here than they are in Europe. And automatically saying it's all got to be the same doesn't work. So I don't know exactly how this is going to work. We'll see. It got turned over in court the first time. So we'll get some experts on here to talk about this for you. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. And now, more sweet intro music. Kim on a whim.
You probably remember us talking about this gentleman, Michael Motti, who was executed on April 11th. This is a South Carolina man who chose to be killed, executed by firing squad. The reason why it made national headlines is because, well, first of all, there's only a handful of states that even allow this as an option. And I believe he was only the second man in South Carolina to opt for this type of execution.
I'm all on board with it.
Well, I am too. Do you remember this whole story?
I remember him. I don't remember knowing his name. I remember knowing it was going to happen.
This is a guy who went on a murder spree back in 2004. He killed an off-duty police officer, burned his body. His wife found the body on their property in the same spot where they had gotten married. Then he went and he was robbing some convenience store, ended up murdering that guy. I mean, it was just awful. This guy was a terrible person. He admitted to at least one of those murders. So anyway, they go ahead and they execute him. And now his attorney has filed a complaint with the South Carolina Supreme Court saying that the execution was botched. What they're saying is that the bullets that struck him largely missed his heart, where they're supposed to hit, and that led to him suffering for longer than he should have. That was what the autopsy showed. Now, I don't know why exactly they decided to do an autopsy. It seems like if you choose to die by firing squad and you're being sentenced to death, why do you need to do an autopsy? But for whatever reason, they did.
Because the family ordered it just for this reason. That's why. I mean, you in a country where you get to choose your method of death, if you've been sentenced to death, there are calculated risks no matter how you do it, right? If you do it by lethal injection, somebody complains it took too long or the dosage wasn't right. The only one where there's never a flaw is by hanging, but we don't do that anymore. I think the last public hanging in the United States was in the 1920s, maybe somewhere. And then they stopped doing that. I'm sorry, call me extreme, but if you want the death penalty to be a deterrent, that's the best way to do it.
Oh, I have no empathy for this guy. Yeah, I'm sorry. The guy murdered two people and burned the off-duty police officer's body, okay? The fact that they're thinking he may have suffered for an extra handful of seconds after they shot him because it didn't go exactly where they intended it to, I'm sorry. That's a risk you're taking when you choose to die by firing squad, and that's also something you probably should have considered before you murdered two people. There was an Associated Press reporter who witnessed this execution, because if you're not familiar with this, members of the media are invited to watch the executions. They are given little journals and they write every little detail about what happened, timestamps, what the suspect, I shouldn't say suspect, he was convicted at that point, but you know, how he was reacting, and then they go and they share that with other members of the media. So
didn't you get invited to do that?
I did get invited to it. It was going to be an electric chair execution in Tennessee, and I opted to not go in there. I was outside the jail, so I was there when they came out and described all the details and stuff, but I felt like it was one of those things where it was like, once I see it, I can't unsee it. I didn't want to have nightmares about that. But there was an Associated Press reporter who witnessed this and said that this guy cried out as the shots hit him, then groaned twice about 45 seconds after that, says he continued to breathe for about 80 more seconds before he appeared to take one final gasp. Listen to this guy, Michael Motti, if I'm saying his name correctly. Listen to his attorney talking about this whole, what they're calling, botched execution.
You know, our constitutions, you know, don't simply authorize capital punishment and say that the government is allowed to kill people, you know, any way they like. You know, there's a floor or sort of a minimum level of humanity that our constitutions require under the cruel and unusual punishment clauses. So it's not just that, you know, any type of execution will do. At the very least, we need to ensure that we're having executions that comply with the state and federal, you know, the Eighth Amendment and the state constitutional analog of the Eighth Amendment.
The attorney was also arguing, you didn't hear it in that soundbite, he was also claiming that only two of the bullets actually struck the area versus three, and that under state law, you're supposed to have three. I mean, obviously, they're finding any little thing that they can to basically say you screwed it up. And I don't. What are they going to do? The guy already died.
I guess it would
be financial compensation.
Make
for his
it
family.
Better the next time. I don't know. Pain and suffering. They're trying to
probably
squeeze something out of the state, which is a shame because the guy's a scumbag who deserves to be dead. He is. He just is. You know, it's possible that the problem was, because the nature of the crimes this guy committed, his heart was smaller than the average heart, and that's why they missed. I mean, honestly.
Played like the Grinch.
So I thought that when you had a firing squad, some of them had blanks and some of them had real bullets. So they're complaining that not enough shots hit the guy. Tell them next time we're going to fix that problem by just making sure everybody's got a full load, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody was firing the 30-06 or whatever they're shooting at him with, and there won't be any chance to miss. I don't know how you could miss a human being at 25 yards. Honestly.
I don't either, but I mean, don't you go into that knowing there's a chance that they're not going to hit bullseye?
Even a very
experienced shooter, as I imagine these guys were.
They should be.
They should. I would hope so. But there is still human error.
I know.
But you can't expect the firing squad to get like exactly where they want
though.
To.
You should.
But my point is saying that the attorney doesn't have as much of a case as he claims to, because there's human error, and that for you to say, well, it has to be exactly here for it to be an effective execution. I don't agree with that.
If you're not allowed
to choosing to die by firing squad.
I assume you're not allowed to take a headshot. You have to fire at the body.
You do. You're supposed to fire at the heart.
But still, I mean,
that's what they're saying. It hit like the lungs or something. Like, it didn't hit the heart.
With a rifle, you should be able to have put a circle on the guy's chest, like a target right there. And with a rifle they can't be more than 25 or 50 yards from this guy. I mean, I don't know what the distance is they shoot from, but I just went to the range the other day with iron sights on a rifle, and I was able to group shots. A few of them hit dead center, but I was able to group shots within probably 2 or 3 inches from 50 yards. There's no excuse for them not hitting the right spot here. So, I would say that.
So here, for example, you were asking how far away. In Utah, it says the firing squad stood about, this is, I guess, just one example, stood about 20 feet away from the felon being executed. The felon was restrained and hooded, and the firing squad aimed at his chest. Yeah, they're not aiming. They're not aiming at the head. They're specifically told to hit the heart.
Is Barney Fife shooting the gun? I mean, for goodness sake.
Who is that?
Ethan, help me here.
He's a
Andy
TV
Griffith. He was on the Andy Griffith show.
My
he was the deputy.
I'm nuts.
He was the deputy who was so inept they wouldn't let him keep bullets in his gun. He had to keep his bullets in his shirt pocket because they were so afraid he was going to accidentally shoot somebody.
Can I say something that's going to sound really, really like terrible? Maybe. Okay. Would it be more effective if this person sat in a chair and there was somebody on both sides? Like, the guns were basically pointed at the head and they went off, and like it was right up against the head where like you can't run the risk of missing because you're standing 20 feet away.
20
and you're
feet
trying
with
to
a rifle
and you're
is
trying
like
to,
being right next
okay,
to it.
Okay, but you're still, you're clearly that's, clearly they can't do it. And you're trying to shoot at the heart. Like, would it not be, they,
like
is
execution
there,
style.
Yeah. Is there a reason why they don't just put the gun right up to the head? And you can, we have developed so much technology. Surely they could develop something where it doesn't actually require a person to be standing right there. The gun would just go off.
I don't know. Again, getting back to the fact that the whole thing is supposed to be about deterrent and justice, I would find a couple of, maybe that Dr. Michael Bodden or whatever his name is, a couple of doctors to estimate how long it took his victims to die, and then make sure that it takes him at least that long to die. Because the point of it is, we're getting even with this individual. We're removing this individual from society because he doesn't play nice. So I have no, I mean, whether it took him 80 seconds to die or 3 seconds to die, let's find out how long it took his victim to die. I mean, I just don't, I don't care about this.
I don't really care either.
I think it's a shame they can even sue over it, but I do believe the state of South Carolina needs to enlist a few more decent sharpshooters if they can't shoot a guy in the heart at 20 feet.
I guess so.
That's pathetic.
It just seems like there'd be some other method, and it's crazy to me that they're trying to sue over this. Maybe the fact that the guy may have suffered for, quote, longer than they intended him to.
Robert says
maybe
that's
more
of
a deterrent.
Robert says maybe they
missed. Well, that's what I mean. So to Robert, well, to Robert's point, maybe this is the deterrent for all these other idiots who are thinking about committing crimes, heinous crimes like this guy did, and then they would be potentially sentenced to death and could choose firing squad if they live in a state where, of course, this is legal. Maybe they'd be worried about those extra 80 seconds or whatever it was that they think this guy suffered.
In the criminal crowd, hey, man, if you're going to kill somebody, don't do it in South Carolina. Those people down there can't shoot. I'm
going to go commit my crime somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Florida where they use old Sparky. Sometimes the electric chair works and sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. All right, coming up, we've still got Hans von Spakovsky to talk to us. We'll find out if he thinks the president might face legal challenges to his fair trade excuse he's using to lower drug prices. He got sued over it the last time. He tried this in his first term, and it got rejected by the courts. So we'll talk to Hans about that coming up at about 6:20. We'll be right back.
Gloves are off. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
All right, we still got people chiming in here, Kim. Terry wrote in that the heart location can vary by a couple of inches. Body habits, bone deflection, many factors could explain. You know, maybe, Terry. But I'm looking, I don't know what kind of gun they're using in this execution. And I don't know if it even said that in the story. But at 20 yards with an AR-15, which I know they're not using, with hell, a 22 caliber, which they'd use a much bigger round than that, you ought to be able to group those shots with how many people do they have shooting? 7 or 8? Did it say? I mean, I just wonder how many people are on this firing squad. If 4 or 5 of them have live rounds, there should have been nothing left right there in the center of the chest. Bones wouldn't have mattered. I don't know. It had to be a big enough round to get the job done. I just think it was a complete failure.
I thought it was 3 shooters, but I could be
wrong
about
that. Had to be more than 3, right? Why would you risk that you had one guy in there that was going to miss?
I have a lot of questions about this situation.
I have lots of questions. I have questions. Anyway, you know who else I have questions about? I had to play this for you this morning. Jasmine Crockett, a proud St. Louis native living in Texas, living her best life in Congress now, adopts different regional dialects as it suits her. Usually the hood dialect sends to suit her most of the time. Otherwise, she sounds like a regular, highly educated attorney that she is, except when it suits her politically not to. So this weekend, she was on what I guess I would refer to as an urban podcast, a program that airs over the weekend, and you can hear dipping back into some of that. First thing she was talking about was on why Kamala Harris lost, and it almost sounds like she's thinking to herself, I could be president someday, and they better not be afraid to nominate me just because Kamala and Hillary lost, instead of just nominating another white man. She's talking about the field for 2028 for the Democrats. Go to cut eight, please.
It is this fear that the people within the party, within the primary system, will have about voting for a woman, because every time we voted for a woman, we've lost so far. And I think that that's a natural fear, because we just want to win. So there's a lot of people that are like, you know what? Like, let's go find the safest white boy we can find. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Those are the callers that we're hearing. We're hearing people.
No, for real.
A white man's got to
do it. No.
Her voice is very intense.
No. Anyway.
So how did Tim Walz, that went over really well, didn't it?
Well, thank you. We got to go find the safest white boy we can find.
What would she deem safe? Because, well, is Tim Walz under, is he fall under that category?
She says later in this podcast, because I listened to about 5 or 6 minutes of it, that several people, and it almost sounds like she was out fundraising, but it said several people who are big donors came to me and said they've already placed their money behind a certain white guy, but they wouldn't. She said, I'm not going to say his name.
Gavin Newsom.
I don't know who else it would be. Maybe
not
Shapiro.
Maybe Shapiro. But I mean, maybe the same reason why Kamala didn't pick him as her running mate would be the same reason why they wouldn't want him to run.
I don't know. But listen to cut seven where she finishes up here, because she just wants you to be sure that you know that she'll never allow Donald Trump to run for a third term.
People fail to recognize how unique Trump is. They continue to say, well, we lost. Well, they both lost to Trump. Trump, who is a misogynist. Trump, who is going to ramp up the misogynist in the first place, because that's what he does. He is disrespectful. Like, right now, he still doesn't know how to deal with me, because if you punch me, I'm punching back, okay? So, like, here's the deal. Now, I know he think he running again. But that ain't happening. I don't care what all is going on in this country. And I don't care how many things we won't say we are absolutely going to do. I am telling y'all with all confidence, he is not running for a third term. That is not a thing.
Have they accused Trump of abusing women since he beat Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris? That's got to be next.
I'm sure it will be coming.
He's a misogynist. That's the only reason he beat them. Did you know that? She just said that. These people are criminally insane, can I just tell you? All right, coming up, we'll get to Hans von Spakovsky, find out more about what he thinks with the pricing Donald Trump's putting into effect on pharmaceuticals and if it'll stand up in court.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.